At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
This. Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with AD, sponsored by our friends at Boyk Farm Outfitters. Check out GreenEye. They utilize AI with a deep learning to revolutionize the weed control process in agriculture. Save up to 85% on a herbicide. BoykFarmOutfitters.com. AD, good morning. How you
good
feel?
Morning. Hey,
we are,
morning.
We are 2 days away from kickoff. How do you feel about a Friday game? Have you accepted this yet instead of being Saturday?
No choice. No choice accepted. Anyone that tries to kick against the pricks of it, you're wasting your time. Just roll with it. Nothing you can do about it. Big Ten decided this, so it wasn't like they told us last week, hey, by the way, the game's Friday.
There's an interesting conversation about it to me. If you're Michigan or Ohio State, you do not have to, and I've heard Troy Dannon talk about this. If you're Michigan or Ohio State, you don't have to play Friday night games.
We got
to
earn our way to get
that's
out of
it.
That. You got to win your way out of it.
Yeah, if you're Nebraska, you do.
Yep, and that's just where we're at right now.
You nailed it.
Well, I'm trying to think. I know Iowa played on a Friday night against Maryland a couple years ago, so they've done it.
Yeah, Ohio
State. Penn State played a Friday game? We'll check that.
I think they have.
Have they?
Didn't they play Purdue on a Friday night?
That was a Thursday night. That was a couple years ago to begin the season.
Okay.
On a Thursday night.
Okay. That doesn't count.
And Ohio State also played on a Thursday against Minnesota a couple years ago. So they have done the Thursday thing. Mm-hmm. But Friday, yeah. Yeah, Nebraska, is this the third or fourth time that Nebraska's played Illinois specifically? This is at least for sure the third. Tanner Lee beat them on the road in 2017 in Champaign. Okay. That was one of the best games Nebraska played.
Yeah. This is the third.
Then he had last year.
Right.
This year.
Third.
So third time against Illinois on a Friday.
It goes to your point, Sip. When you're the top echelon of your conference, you don't play Friday night games for the most part. Not during the regular season, you don't.
No, right.
In any conference, as far as that goes, those are the ones they...
Troy Dan doesn't have that hammer to swing.
No,
he can't say, no, we're not doing it.
No, they got to do that on the field.
You just got to do it. I haven't heard a lot of complaints about it. All the Lincoln schools move their games to Thursday, I believe. Does that sound right, Jake? Were you listening to me?
I was reading a comment there, sorry.
it's not, I haven't heard a lot of uproar about it.
When it first came out, there was some uproar.
Ooh.
When they first released it Friday, I don't know if you remember that, Jake, or not.
Well, it was announced as a Saturday game, and they moved it to Friday.
Yeah.
The schedule said Saturday.
I don't like it for the simple fact that folks that are getting off work it's kind of hard to say, I want to get off work early because Nebraska plays football 7. You know, so I totally get it for the high school parents, the coaches, all the logistics going that. The folks that don't have kids in high school just want to go to the game, and hang out. But they can, but it's going to be, it's cross. It's crunchy. I don't like them, but... It's kind of like it is what it is, but I don't prefer it at all. I leave Friday nights for the kids, man.
Okay,
I agree with a lot of Thursday night high school games this week. Almost, I think there's zero.
There's zero city school
for sure in Lincoln.
That's what I was saying. Jim.
Lincoln has zero games on Friday night going on.
Right,
for
that's
high
what
school.
I was saying. Yep. Yeah,
zero.
Yeah. So anyway,
I think Waverly has a home game though.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, it's a pretty big game for obviously both teams. I mean, we haven't talked much about Altmyer. We can do that tomorrow. Altmyer is playing with a lot of confidence, their quarterback.
Six touchdowns, zero picks this year so far for Luke Altmyer.
Mm-hmm. I talked to one of their writers yesterday, and he believes that Altmyer is maybe an NFL-level quarterback at this point. Better than DeVito, he thought. So he's playing well.
He was not impressive in Nebraska's win last year.
No, he wasn't.
They had 7 points. That's it.
He's playing much. He got benched late in the year. He got benched late in the year, but he's playing better now. But that team, I mean, in talking, it's Bob Asmussen is the guy who's talking to the Champaign newspaper. Mm-hmm. I mean, on defense, they're really strong in the secondary. Not at linebacker, they're okay up front.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Offense, they're just fine. He goes, he doesn't believe they, I mean, he did not think they'd be a rated team at this point. That's very surprising to him. But anyway, so they're, I don't know. I think 7.5 is a good number.
That was right? That was the update, AD, that it opened up at 10. It went down to 7.5 and up to 9.5. Now, as of this morning, it's back to 7.5, which I think we agree
right number.
It should be. 6.5, 7.5 should be the spread.
It's a really good number, I think.
You know,
it's challenging.
Vegas is rarely wrong.
I know.
They're rarely wrong on these, and I think 7.5 is about right. I always, in the back of my head, I'm thinking we should probably win by 10 to 14.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
But the BB factor, Brett Bielema, the factor, he's a good coach.
Really
like
good.
I said, throw Arkansas out of it, the Arkansas experiment out of it. Brett Bielema's a Big Ten coach.
And I think the staff is a big-time staff.
Yeah.
I mean, Aaron Henry's a big-time defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
So what's so funny?
I always think back to Harvey Pearlman saying, why would we want Brett Bielema? Remember that?
Yeah.
In the conversation about the next
head
coach. Why would we want to talk to Brett Bielema? Yeah,
Harvey just should have stayed out of football.
Why are we talking to Harvey about it?
Well,
We're not hiring from law school.
I'm not, yeah. Right. We're not trying to hire a dean.
You deal with that. We'll deal with the football,
yeah,
Harvey.
Why Harvey
Brett
got
Bielema.
So involved.
He's a hell of a coach, man.
Yeah, he
is. He's a hell of a coach.
Yeah, we talked about earlier, three Rose Bowls. I mean, three Big Ten championships.
Let me ask you, speaking of that, this is off Nebraska. Do you think, this is on Wisconsin, the quarterback is hurt. They don't seem like they have an identity offensively. Do you think Fickell's on the hot seat if they blow this thing out?
No.
Let me ask you this.
No.
I don't think he is either, but I do think they won't say it verbally. They won't say it out loud. Paul Chris should have never got fired, in my opinion.
I don't know about that. No. We could do a whole show on this. First of all, why wouldn't Fickell get fired? Because the AD that's in place hired him.
Yeah.
I mean, the AD's not going to jump ship on his plan this early.
Not this early.
Yeah, not this early. As far as Chris goes, I think Chris was too far behind the times. He didn't embrace NIL at all.
That part is true.
He let that part slip too much. He just he was so old school. He was old school to the program's detriment. And I think they
almost
saw
a Dabo
that.
Sweeney type.
Yeah, without without living in the Southeast, mm-hmm. you know, without having more talent available to right. you right in your backyard.
But Chris,
no, it's a formula for death at Wisconsin to say, we're just going to try to do it the old way. Good luck.
You got to adapt. Adapt or die.
Good luck, yeah. I mean, if you can't do it at Clemson, why would you think you could do it at Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think if he would, I'm not saying embrace, because I think he was kind of set in his ways, as you kind of you call it, what, old and what, in your mindset, old and
stubborn.
Old and stubborn. Obstinate.
I think Chris could be a little obstinate.
I would agree with that. I think if, when the new AD came in, I think he knew the handwriting was on the wall, because those two were two different genres, really, you know, yes. things of that nature.
Yes, yes.
From what I've heard up there from very reliable sources.
Okay.
Young guy, the new AD, kind yeah. of a guy that's kind of like, hey, I'm going to put my stamp on this thing yeah. regardless of what's going on.
Right.
But Chris was still winning, though.
I know he was, and I respected him.
He was still
him.
Winning. I think sometimes you miss winning sometimes.
I know. I think Chris, he'd be viable again if he reevaluated the way he has to approach the new world.
He would have to. Yeah. No AD in their right mind would hire a guy that says, yeah, I don't want to embrace NIL. Right. Well, good right. luck with that.
Because Chris is a good football coach.
He's a dang good football coach.
Yep.
Tough. Really good football coach.
Good defenses, yeah. good rushing offense for Wisconsin.
But as we know, that position, that head coaching position, is more than just being a good football coach.
You got
coach.
That right.
Yeah.
So that's it for us. Again, thanks to Raising Cane's. What Chicken Fingers One Love. Check him out today, any spot in Lincoln or across the country, Raising Cane's. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sipple and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich mm. and a crispy golden hash brown
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah,
all for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.